Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Or a second too late, they were nothing more than a moment too soon.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The English-born, Brooklyn-based singer and guitarist Tamsin Wilson writes songs that tell stories, but not in the boy-meets-girl, boy-kills-girl, someone-writes-a-song-about-it style of an old folk ballad. Her stories are more elliptical and interior, closer to the type of thing that Nick Drake was doing back in the 70s, and those songs can be heard on the new album called I Go Missing in My Sleep. Wilson leads the band called Wilson, spelled S-E-N, and that band is here to play a couple of songs from the new record for us. This first one is called Centipede.
Your point in each and every step, it's like a thousand of the times we could have changed, but we're cemented in place. Give me Adorakia. Thank you.
That is Wilson, the band, led by singer and guitarist Tamsin Wilson, live here in the Soundcheck studio with the song called Centipede. You'll find it on the new Wilson record called I Go Missing in My Sleep. Tamsin Wilson on voice and guitar. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Johnny Simon on guitar, which meant a little bit of bowed guitar at one point there, and some keyboards as well. Drew Arndt playing the bass, and Will Watley behind our drum kit. So, Tamsin, you are Wilson, spelled the normal way, S-O-N. The band, and I know you must be so sick of explaining this by now. How much do you regret having named the band Wilson?
I think I foolishly thought that if you picked a moniker, then no one would have to know your real name. So I thought I could evade using Tamsin Wilson altogether. But my mistake, obviously. I'm sure it confused a lot of people along the way.
But so the band is Wilson, W-I-L-S-E-N.
Yes.
And I am certainly not the first person to have compared you, as I did in the introduction, to Nick Drake.
I mean, that's the highest compliment of all. I think that might be the first time anyone's actually said that. Oh, he's my favorite songwriter and artist of all time. So
did you grow up in a house where there were Nick Drake records?
Not in my house specifically, but a friend of mine from high school introduced me to Pink Moon when we were about 16. And I think prior to that, I had only listened to whatever was on, you know, the top 40 radio. So I thank him for my musical education. But I was introduced to him quite late.
So he used to, you know, do a lot of work in alternative tunings. Are you doing the same thing?
Yes, but I think just because I've a lot to learn on guitar as well, I tend to gravitate towards open sounding chords and picking patterns. So I think that's why I tend to manipulate the strings so that I don't have to learn where else to place it on the fretboard.
Well, you know, it sounds like a kind of music that, I mean, maybe this is just me as an American, but it sounds very English, this music. There's a kind of evocative, pastoral, I mentioned the word interior before. There's always been a place for that in the London scene, you know, folk revivalists and things like that. Does it feel like that is the home of this kind of music?
I'm not sure. I admit I didn't listen to a ton, other than Nick Drake and maybe Cat Stevens or Yusuf now. Those were the only real English artists I think I listened to growing up. Hmm. So I don't know necessarily where it's come from or how it's drawn parallels to that realm of music. But I think some people have mentioned descriptive lyrics and the kind of illustration that can be reminiscent of that English folk songwriter, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, well, of course, English folk music can mean so many things. We're not really talking about like Morris dancing.
Yes, exactly.
We're talking more about, you know, what here in the States is generally referred to as just singer-songwriter.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
So what were you listening to before the Nick Drake lightning bolt struck?
Growing up, I think my parents gravitated towards it. Like I mentioned, Cat Stevens, a lot of Carole King, a lot of Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, okay. And then who were on the London folk scene for a while before they became famous.
Exactly. Then, you know, some regular pop classics. There were some alternate inspirations in there. I think my parents listened to a lot of pop country because they're from Western Canada, so that has...
Your parents are from Western Canada.
Yeah. And some Air as well. I think Moon Safari, that was the first record I heard of Air when I was little. But it was very varied. Yeah. It was definitely varied.
You know, there's another band called Air out there now.
Really?
Different band. French, yeah.
Oh, no, I think that's the one. I'm trying to think. Moon Safari, that's one of their records, isn't it? They're French, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Who knows?
I didn't realize they had been around that long.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just that, from my vantage point, the years have just sort of compressed together. Oh, my God, what a depressing turn the conversation has taken. So for you, Tamsin, do the lyrics come first?
They come separately. So I tend to just write all the time. I don't necessarily think about stanzas or think about how they're going to be compressed into a song. Which maybe I should. That might help speed things along. But I just tend to write separately, and then chords come on their own time, and then I'll see how they can be combined.
Mm-hmm. Because for a lot of these songs, and maybe this is more in a live setting than on the record, but your singing is not loud, you know,
the
lyrics kind of have you as a listener on the edge of your seat. You know, you're kind of leaning in and go, what was that? What is she saying? You know, it's almost like you've written these lyrics and you're keeping them really, really close, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm still a bit shy about certain things. So maybe I'm not willing to belt them yet. But maybe next record, that will change. I think that might change.
Well, the new record is called I Go Missing in My Sleep. There have been a couple of EPs and singles, but this is the debut full length, right?
Exactly, yeah.
It's a very evocative title, I Go Missing in My Sleep. This next song you're going to do for us is on it. It's called Heavy Steps. Slightly different sound here, I would say, right?
Yeah, I think this was one where we decided the foundation was such finger-picking guitar. We could have either stripped it back and reduced that to chords and then built a full band arrangement. But I think this was one we really tried to experiment with electronic sound in conjunction with those picking patterns. So maybe that's why.
All right. Let's hear another live performance. The band is Wilson. They are going to be playing at the Northside Festival on June 9th on a packed program with the bands Landlady and Pavo Pavo, who will be familiar to Soundcheck listeners. Here is Wilson with us in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Heavy Steps.
Doesn't suit you, those days they don't define you. Don't give a damn what others throw, or get stuck holding hands with what's behind, cause the heavy steps quiet.
Heavy Steps, the name of the song, from the band Wilson, led by singer and guitarist Tamsin Wilson. They're playing live here in the Soundcheck studio. The album is called I Go Missing in My Sleep. Tamsin Wilson on voice and guitar, Drew Arndt on bass, Johnny Simon on guitar, Will Whatley behind our drum kit. And Tamsin, you are playing all electric guitar here today.
Yes.
The album is largely acoustic, or at least it gives the impression of being a largely acoustic affair, which is not necessarily the same thing.
Yeah.
But do they become different songs out of the studio and on stage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we do our best to try and recreate the vital pieces of every song live, whether it be certain melodies or tones or sounds. But I think also just by pure function, electric sometimes cuts through more than acoustic. We've had some troubles with acoustic, especially with a quiet vocal too.
Right.
I think we've realized that electric is the way to go. And it's also very, very fun. So we're not foreign to completely rearranging songs after we recorded them as well, like especially some from the older EPs. And even something like Heavy Steps that we just played is a lot simpler on the record.
Yeah.
But we had, it was a challenge to try and translate it live, so we've added a few things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're almost getting into the kind of shoegaze realm, you know, because it is the softly sung voices and the massed sound of electric guitars and bass and drums.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be a challenging thing for you guys to work out these arrangements.
Challenging but fun. It never feels like work, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose we notice if a song isn't really connecting or if we're not feeling entirely happy with it. I think there are slight moments of frustration, but more so, I mean, we could do it for hours and hours and it's all fun for us.
Now, what about you doing solo shows? I mean, you're doing some of that in England.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is that? I mean, that really is a process of paring down.
Yeah. Luckily, some of the songs on the record, they were written just on one guitar. So what's nice is that it's less work to try and prepare for those solo shows. But it will be interesting to see. I mean, I've been used to involving a couple effects and I've had this amazing wall of sound that are these three guys. So it will be interesting to see how it feels on stage solo. But I do love it. It's fun to go back there sometimes as that's where it all started. So it's
right.
Fun.
And presumably that's how the songs begin, is at home, you and the guitar.
Yeah. For this record, it was. I think I can imagine us changing that for some of the EPs as well. We write all the songs just by getting distracted in rehearsal or in the studio. I think there's even one song on this record that was written in the studio. I can't remember. But there's a mix of approaches.
Yeah. Now, you're English-born and Brooklyn-based, but it wasn't just as simple as, like, one day you're in London, the next day you're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
There were, like, various pit stops along the way.
There were, yeah.
Where did you meet these guys?
In Boston, actually, at university. And Will actually, we met here in New York, but, yeah, Johnny, Drew, and I met in Boston.
At Berklee?
Mm-hmm.
Berklee
yeah.
School of Music?
Yeah, exactly.
What were you studying there?
I was studying music business because I never really desired to be on stage. It wasn't in my makeup, but so I thought I would love to be on the back end, whether it be in publishing or booking or whatever. But of course, the more you get up on stage, the more you fall in love with it. And then meeting these guys and people that you could see yourself doing it with, it overcame the rest.
Yeah. So you never did go into like publishing or management or touring or anything like that?
I moved to New York with an internship and worked in that world for a little bit. But we had also, as we were moving to New York, we recorded the first EP. So from the very beginning of being here, I think we were gunning for this being a full-time job as much as possible.
Yeah. And now it's at the point where you have other bands, and again, bands that have been here in our studio, like Y-Oak and White Hinterlands, remixing your songs. Now, what is that like?
Surreal. Totally surreal. Yeah, everything that we're doing exceeds expectation, exceeds anything we thought, at least I thought, was within the realm of possibility. So it's very, very surreal. I mean, we're checking off items I never thought that were never on my goals list. I mean, so it's really cool. I mean, even being here and talking to a radio station, I mean, that's mental. That's crazy. Totally crazy.
Well, you know, but the thing with a remix is we don't normally think of this style of music as being fodder for remixes.
Right.
And, you know, for all these other artists to hear something in there that they can get into and make something of their own, it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel very fortunate. I'm sure that's largely part to the arrangements that you guys put together.
Yeah.
It's probably a lot of fun for people to look at them. I don't know how they work.
Well, after a string of EPs and singles and remixes, we finally have a full length from the band Wilson, and it's called I Go Missing in My Sleep. And although, Tamsin, you guys came in with a set list, you were very generous and asked me if I could pick a favorite song from the record. And I really like this tune called A Parting, which comes pretty late in the record. The record finishes very strongly, I have to say.
Thanks.
Yeah, which is like, you know, sometimes you get to the end of a record and it's just like...
teeters off.
Yeah, this record is just waiting to die.
Yeah.
This is not one of those.
Oh, well, thank you.
So you want to play the song for us?
Yes, great. Hopefully we can do it justice for you.
The band is Wilson, and they are, again, playing as part of the Northside Festival, June 9th at The Well. Big packed program with Pavo Pavo, Landlady, and other bands. Wilson here with us in the Soundcheck studio today.
I moved to this heavy-eyed hood where silence follows me down the stairs, to sink into the holes in the floor inside. Thank you.
That's called A Parting. Another live performance from the band Wilson, W-I-L-S-E-N, led by singer and guitarist Tamsin Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, here in the Soundcheck studio. And that song is on the album called I Go Missing in My Sleep. There's like so much in that song. It's rhythmically a lot more subtle than the boom, 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 boom might lead you to believe.
Yeah.
Harmonically, it's really weird. But then it seems like a lot of your songs have that quality to it. A lot of it comes from the open tunings and stuff. And Tamsin, having worked in music publishing, you know, one of the things you usually need to publish a song is, you know, the lyric sheet and the chord progression. What do you even put down for some of these chords?
Well, I, embarrassingly, do not reverse analyze songs, so I'll just try and create the progression by ear and then trying to... I didn't learn too much about harmony, unfortunately. So usually I write down some tabs if they're really complex and I can't really communicate them.
Tabs being the tablature, where it's literally like a picture of the strings
exactly.
And you put where the fingers go.
It's really elementary, but it's
but this is still a way that a lot of people learn how to play guitar and bass and ukulele and all these other, you know.
Yeah.
You find tabs all over the internet for
exactly.
songs.
Johnny's amazing, though. Johnny will be able to depict any type of chord that you play just by ear, so he's had the wonderful task of having to do that for a few songs.
Uh-huh.
But yeah,
so
I should.
He's the one who'll say, that's an E-flat ninth minor seven.
Exactly. Yeah, midway through rehearsal, he'll say, should we start on the E-flat something something? And I'm like, I have no idea. What does it look like? And let's just label sections A, B, C, and we'll start from C.
That's why I'm kind of referring to sort of theoretical analysis during
yeah,
rehearsal.
But now you're heading back to the UK.
Yeah.
Does
yeah,
that
tomorrow.
Feel like home now? Still?
You know, it's a hard question because I spent a lot of my life in Canada as well and two Canadian parents. So I suppose when I go there, I feel a bit Canadian. When I go to Canada, I feel a bit English. So honestly...
And when you're in Brooklyn?
This feels most like home, really, for right now. Who knows? I feel a bit foreign wherever, but I suppose everyone does. But that's what's nice about New York and Brooklyn is that there are people from all over the world. And so everyone is just trying to enjoy themselves in one place.
Well, it's been great having you and the boys here with us in the studio here
Thank
in Lower
so
Manhattan
much.
To join us on this edition of Soundcheck. The band is Wilson. The album's called I Go Missing in My Sleep. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Well, it hasn't gone over and it hasn't been sung. What is this intuition but a reason unknown? I told you I knew what I wanted. Told you it couldn't be this. Well, I told you never.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check out soundcheck.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, who also engineered this session. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
I told-